For a low of 39, it's 41 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel, while bombarding central Beirut and moving ground troops into southern Lebanon, still weighing a response to the Iranian missile barrage this week. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from Tel Aviv.
President Biden has called for a proportional Israeli response, but here in Israel, there is a growing realization that more of those missiles hit, like the one that destroyed this school, than anticipated. And that is raising expectations for a disproportional response, one that would deter Iran from ever doing this again, that as Israel continues to pound Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Special counsel Jack Smith in a newly unsealed court filing arguing that Donald Trump's actions on January 6th were not the official acts of a president, but rather the desperate illegal deeds of a losing candidate. The filing in response to the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling. Death toll from Hurricane Helene, now 189 people, with many more still missing. 45,000 dock workers still on strike. If it lingers, it could snarl supply chains and raise consumer prices. This is ABC News. Back in New York City, in a courtroom today, the U.S. Marine veteran accused of putting an agitated subway passenger in a chokehold last year, Jordan Neely, died after being put in the hold. Daniel Penny is facing manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. ABC's Regan Medji.
Penny's lawyers say he acted in self-defense after Neely, who suffered from mental health issues, started displaying what some describe as aggressive behavior. Penny's lawyers say Neely had a psychiatric history of mental illness, didn't take his medication, and was known to scare passengers. On the other side, the prosecution will argue that Neely needed help. The system failed him, and the Marine veteran used excessive force.
Warnings in Atlanta today. The wind is shifting, blowing some of that toxic smoke from this week's fire at a chemical plant in Conyers toward the city. Officials suggesting people limit their outdoor activities. Major League Baseball playoffs. The Tigers, the Royals, and the Padres all advance. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house four completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Hello, everyone. Kenny, the wannabe baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, another very mild early fall day on tap here today. Not as windy as yesterday either, so it should be quite pleasant to get out there. Just a few scattered clouds. We will have a weak system come through the area this evening. Could bring in just a couple of sprinkles or a little drizzle through the area for a couple hours. That'll clear off. We're left with sunshine and just slightly cooler temperatures tomorrow. Saturday, the gusty south winds return ahead of a low-pressure system swirling through southern Canada. That'll boost temperatures once again, good 15 degrees above normal. Saturday night, a strong cold front will race through Wisconsin. Could produce some scattered showers, the most likely activity over the northern half of the state, but a few brief ones are possible here as well. By Sunday, back to chillier weather, some gusty winds as well. High pressure settles in early next week, should bring us several dry days in a row with sunshine and lighter winds, probably some scattered frost as well. Here's that forecast for today, partly cloudy and mild, high temperature about 77 degrees, light and variable wind becoming northeasterly up to 5. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of light showers or sprinkles through about midnight, then clearing skies, low at 47. Mostly sunny and pleasant tomorrow, high close to 70, northeast wind at 5 to 8. Friday night, clear and chilly, low 42. Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy, breezy and warmer, highs in the upper 70s. 30% chance of a couple of showers late Saturday night. Heading into Sunday, partly cloudy, breezy and cooler, low at 49 with a high of 64. Monday, patchy frost possible early, otherwise mostly sunny and nice, low at 37, high 66. Tuesday, light frost and spots in the morning, low 37. Should be a great day with sunshine, high 68. And Wednesday, more sunshine, warming up with a high of 74. Have a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Currently in Richland Center, 42 degrees with some sunshine. Also, yesterday's high was 72. 87, the record high in 1953. Record low, 23 in 1974. Last year's high, 84, and the low, 55. Sunset will happen at 6:39 this evening. Sunrise time will be at a couple of minutes after 7 o'clock, coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm. Barometer is steady at 30.03. No precipitation today with sunshine, and after a low of 39, it is 42.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. A look at the area schedule for tonight and this weekend. And also coming up, some highlights from last night's amazing Brewer win.
Save big during the Fall Filter Sale at Napa, Richland Center, and Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, Tool, Heated Coats, and Vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center, and Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Tonight, Ithaca will host Weston in volleyball action. The Bulldogs had a very dramatic win over Seneca earlier this week, and they prepare for the stretch drive. Here is Coach Angie Young.
I would say our leaders are absolutely our seniors. We have a really fantastic group of seniors on the team this year. We have six seniors, and I've just been really, really proud of how they have stepped up this season. We have Bailey Wamas, Ari Lewis, Holly King, Kaylee Newkirk, Alyssa Muller, and Tristan Peterson. And they're just a really fun group of girls. They work hard. They've been really focused, and they really have helped to lead some of our younger players that have been had to step in and contribute on the varsity team this year. So I've just been really proud of our seniors this season.
The Weston volleyball team is coached by Maggie Lanzinger.
Yeah, no, we're definitely older as a group, but sometimes younger in skill. The past few seasons, we haven't really had a solid JV program just due to numbers. I'm really positive that this year we have enough numbers. We have 14 girls, so we are running that JV program, but some of our girls didn't really get much JV experience. So that's why I'm really happy to see some growth and some progress this season, because they're kind of getting that experience that they missed out on last year and the year before.
Weston at Ithaca Volleyball can be heard tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Also in volleyball tonight, Kickapoo will be at home. They'll be taking on Lafarge from the Ridge and Valley Conference. And also details on the SWAL, or Riverdale is on the road at Cuba City. And Boscobel will be doing battle at Darlington. There's soccer action tonight. River Valley will be at Wisconsin Heights, taking on Wisconsin Heights Barneveld. And the Richland Center soccer boys will be at Poinette High School, taking on Portage. The Richland Center Ithaca cross country teams are preparing for October and some of the postseasons. They're coached by Eric Mindham.
Big race Saturday in Platteville. That's an early bus time to get there, and that's also one of the largest races of the year. So it's a big meet, nice course, good facility there. So that's usually one where kids can run some really fast times on still yet another challenging course.
Can you tell us about the schedule then? When is conference, and when will sectional be scheduled this year?
Yeah, we've got one more tune-up after Platteville and Riverdale. They host on the 12th this year, and then we're going to have conference on the 17th in October. Lancaster's hosting that. That's a pretty quick course. So we're excited about what we can do there and have the opportunity to get some kids medal and be in the all-conference conversation there. And then our sectionals, again, up in Black River Falls on the 25th of October.
Bowling scores from last night. Gauger Salvage had a 28-93, Granite Valley 28-47, and the Phoenix Center a 28-17. Granite Valley had a 9-99 game, Richland Locker 9-89, and the Phoenix Center a 9-88. Top series, Mike Carpenter a 770, Jeff Seckman and Isaac Davison with 706s, and Greg Shep a 669. Top game, Mike Carpenter a 277 and a 268, Isaac Davison a 256, Taylor Kenothi at 255 in the Merchants Bowling League. On the state scene, an exciting come-from-behind win for the Brewers. As heard on the Brewer Radio Network, let's go to the eighth inning of last night's game.
One and one on Jackson Churio, homered in the first. The pitch. Fly ball, right field. It is deep. It is gone! We are tied in the eighth inning on the second homer. Jackson Churio.
Brewer fans were going crazy, but even crazier a little bit later on in the inning.
Adamas, the runner at first, the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Right center field. It is up. It is gone. A the top of the wall and out of here!
The home run by Garrett Mitchell. Jackson Chirio with that bottom of the first inning home run, which made him the youngest player to hit a leadoff home run in the postseason. Eight Brewers picked up a hit as Chirio, Bryce Terang, and Blake Perkins each had two hits last night. Concerning the game, Garrett Mitchell talking about his home run.
Pass it to the next guy. I mean, that was my mentality. I'm not trying to hit a homer there. It's a nice result, obviously, but my thought is, pass it to the next guy, keep it going. Because I know, like, especially with two outs, we've seen it all year long. It's like two outs doesn't really mean anything, you know? Like, it's two outs in the inning, but you know, once we got two outs, we keep rolling too. You know what I mean? We just pass it from one guy to the next. But man, I'm just proud of this team, man. Like, we just continue to fight.
Manager Pat Murphy talked about clutch moments like the one that he saw from Jackson Chirio.
I think guys that play long enough and get in that situation a lot realize they can keep it under control and perform. And then you got other things. If you're forcing it to happen, it doesn't happen. The clutch guys let it happen, meet the game halfway. And, you know, Jackson has a way of at a young age, he doesn't know any better. That's beautiful.
Teammate Willie Adames was asked if Jackson Chirio actually knows what he means to the team.
I don't think he understands. I don't think he understands the magnitude that, you know, that what he means to the team and for the whole organization. I mean, he's just 20 years old and he's been unbelievable.
So the Brewers force a deciding wild card game three. It is a 5:30 pregame time on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450 along the Brewer network lines. First pitch time at 8 minutes after six. It's the only major league game going on this evening. And early word is that three-time All-Star, two-time American League MVP, Gold Glove winner, Hall of Famer Robin Yount will throw out the ceremonial first pitch this evening. There were a couple of other games going on at the same time last night, and Milwaukee getting the spotlight tonight, as mentioned, as they will be the only game in Major League Baseball, as San Diego with a win against Atlanta 5-4. Detroit enjoyed a victory against Houston 5-2, ending the Astros' year, and Kansas City 2-1 over Baltimore. Packers coach Matt LaFleur confirmed Wednesday that wide receiver Christian Watson will avoid landing on injured reserve after suffering an ankle injury Sunday. On Monday, LaFleur said Watson will miss a week or so, and avoiding injured reserve suggests the team thinks he'll be back within the four-week window. Watson did not practice on Wednesday. NFL football tonight has Tampa Bay playing at Atlanta. And trade rumors have been swirling around Devontae Adams this week, and if the Raiders indeed end up moving the former Packer, current Milwaukee Bucks star point guard Damian Lillard won't be too happy. Lillard tweeted this week he'd be done with the Raiders should they trade the 31-year-old wideout. Lillard, an Oakland native, has always been a vocal supporter and critic of the franchise. Adams is not expected to play in Week 5, as he has formally asked the Raiders to trade him. And the ninth-rated Wisconsin volleyball team took care of business on the road, sweeping Rutgers on Wednesday night. Sarah Franklin led the Badgers with 12 kills as the Badgers hit 370 on the night. They will be back at home Sunday for three straight road matches, beginning with a match against Washington. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry-quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Don't look now, but with the calendar turning to October, the postseason is here for fall sports. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Well, the calendar has rolled over to October, and with that, it is time for fall sports postseasons to get underway. The very first WIAA tournament action started on Wednesday of this week with girls golf regionals, which will continue on Thursday. Next week, tennis subsectionals and sectionals get underway, along with sectional action and girls golf. Football playoffs are still a few weeks away, but as we mentioned earlier this week, 71 teams have already clinched a postseason spot, with another 74 that are just one league win away from doing so. Week 7 of the football season features a number of significant games for the playoff hunt and for conference races. In the Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week, a pair of unbeatens will battle it out for control of the Eastern Suburban Conference. Partyville is 6-0 after missing the playoffs the last 2 years, and they'll make the trip to Cambridge, where it is also homecoming weekend. Not far away, Lake Mills will travel to Columbus in a showdown of unbeaten Capital Conference teams, ranked in the top 5 of the WSN coaches poll. Other noteworthy games featuring a battle for first place in league standings include Freedom at Wrightstown, St. Mary Springs traveling to Lamira, and Wisconsin Dells welcoming in Berlin. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net and search your favorite podcast provider for the WSN podcast.
Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of wonderful donations and hard at work getting everything priced on the shelves for you. With the citywide garage sales just around the corner, stay connected by following them on Facebook for updates and special sales, like buy one book, get three free, and browse their silent auction items. Visit often to enter their new weekly drawing for a $10 in-store gift certificate. Store hours are Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 120 South Main Street. See you there.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow. We'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here. So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Let's get it.
Girl, you gone and done it to me. Hotter than a hoochie coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music.
Music.
cause I can never live without you. One of my favorite songs about the top to bottom perfect, you're like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. On an island, only way I could survive is if I had you and that needle dropping on a vine.
Kane Brown on WRCO Radio, and like I love country music. Well, we want to say happy birthday today to one Andy Hipsch, who has a birthday today. Just saw this in the mailbag. So from all of the Hipsch clan, everybody wishing the best. And if you see him at Equity today, say, oh, yeah, happy birthday, old fella. All right. So we say happy birthday. Going back a few years, 60 years ago, 1964, what a year for baseball. The Yankees clinched the American League pennant on this day 60 years ago for the 29th time in 64 seasons, and that put them two games ahead of the White Sox with a win. When the season ended, the Yankees had a 99-63 one-loss record. The Sox were second at 98-64, one game behind, and the Orioles were 97-65. They would go on to play the Cardinals in the World Series, and the Cardinals actually won that year. But I see a picture of the American League champion Yankees, and I'm not sure if he was still on the roster at the end of the year, but Ryan Duran is right there front and center for the Yankees that year. Also, this day, the animated television series Underdog debuts on NBC. I watched that a lot as a kid as well. Underdog was one of my heroes, and his girlfriend, of course, Sweet Polly Purebred. Here's John Wolfe.
Do I meet you out? Are you a girl that stays home, or do you like a big crowd? Since that midnight kiss and knock my train off track, I've been waiting on another one just like that. Tell me what I gotta do to get your smile on mine.
Smile on mine. day for the end of May, they say a record high. I stared at that green water, went out of the blue and by surprise. She had her feet up on the cooler as she put our love on ice. She grabbed a beer, said I'm out of here, and walked out of my life. Now that was a cold one. I never will get back. If she had to leave, did she have to leave me one beer? Short one of a 12-pack. She left me hanging high and dry, that hell-hot summer sun. Damn, babe, that was a cold one. It ain't the first time or the last time I watched love walk out. It's damn sure the one time I still ain't forgot about. I still like to drink a beer, but a long neck I won't do. Cause every time I see one sweating man, I bring out in one too. That was a cold one. I never will get back. If she had to leave, did she have to leave me one? She left me hanging high and dry, that hell hot summer sun. Damn, babe, that was a cold
Church and WRCO, and that was a cold one. Coming up here on WRCO Radio, your chance to win with our trivia question of the day.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
It is time to celebrate 120 years at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Join them this weekend for Customer Appreciation Days. Savor the season with delicious apples, fresh cranberry cider, caramel apples, grapes, pumpkin squash, and much more. And don't forget the fresh bakery treats, apple cider donuts, turnovers, and much more. The team at Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to say a big thank you to all of their loyal customers. Come visit them this weekend. Open 7 days a week, 9 to 5, just south of Ithaca. Follow the signs and join the celebration at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
WRCO 100.9. Oh, Jimmy's got a girlfriend.
Wilkinson's on WRCO Radio. All right, trivia time. A chance for you to win our prize of the day today, donated by TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. See if you can identify this particular television theme. Name that TV theme, and you will be a big winner today.
Saw your picture in the Sunday paper. Bet your mama sure is proud. She finally found you a real straight laser. All your dreams are really Cinderella's gravitated to the Bonnies and the Clydes. You know I'm happy if this is it, but if you ever find that the shoe don't fit, I'll be around and round about the time you're wishing for. Friday evening with the rag top down, I'll be around and round like a second hand ticket in the nick of time. I can make you mine.
We have found our winner. Yes, indeed. This particular theme comes from a show that debuted this day in 2004. A show called Desperate Housewives. Now you may recognize it. Congratulations to Ashley Mott, our winner of trivia, courtesy of TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. Desperate Housewives debuting this day. Lots of other nice, good shows over the years. Father Knows Best in 1954, Captain Kangaroo and the Mickey Mouse Club in 1955, The Woody Woodpecker Show in 1957 made its debut, and also, maybe most famously, Andy Griffith in 1960, and The Dick Van Dyke Show debuting in 1962. Keep listening for your chance to win from the likes of our sponsor, TriStar Gifts and More.
Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Get ready for a weekend of vintage fun at the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show at the Richland County Fairgrounds this Friday and Saturday from 8 to 5 each day. Enjoy free admission and plenty of activities for the entire family. Savor delicious food from the 4-H. Grab breakfast on Saturday and Sunday, and don't miss the famous HCCP pie stand. There's a special youth exhibit for those under 16, a silent auction, and the FFA tractor raffle. This Friday kicks off with a truck drive at 9. Saturday features a tractor and ATV drive, threshing and pedal pull at 12:30 and a 4 p.m. parade. Wrap up the weekend with a hearty breakfast and cowboy church Sunday morning, followed by more threshing at 12:30. Join them for a weekend of trucks, tractors, and tradition at the Richland County Fairgrounds this weekend.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
10 minutes before 9 o'clock here at WRCO Radio, we have an action-packed morning show all week long. Now, today we'll be talking about United Givers. We'll also be talking about a Richland Rejuvenates event, which is coming up soon, and the Wine Walk, I think Henry Bray's already started on that. But anyway, we'll give you some details coming up during our morning show.
Yeah. swear I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on the bedroom walls. Looking like my plan didn't work out at all. That break turned into broke up. So now I'm finding out how a heartbreak tastes. Truck.
Scotty McCreary on FM 100.9 WRCO. Happy Trails time coming up. It's 47 degrees here in Richland Center on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. This is Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Side of the tracks. I stood on the rail till I saw that train just to see how my heart would react. Now some people say that you shouldn't tempt fate, and for them I cannot disagree. But I never learned nothing from playing it safe. I say fate should not tempt me. I take my chances. By remote, I found a preacher who spoke of the light, but there was brimstone in his throat. He'd show me the way according to him in return for my personal check. I flipped my channel back to CNN and I lit another cigarette. I take my chances. Yes, forgiveness doesn't come with the debt. Cut me deep. I've been frozen out and I've been on fire, and the tears are mine to weep. But I can cry until I laugh, or laugh until I cry. So cut the deck right in half. I'll play from either side. I take my chances.
Happy Trails!